Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
This is Francie Overstreet, and I'm reading the devotional entitled Messages in the Details. My husband and I enjoy watching detective shows and trying to figure out who the villain is before the end of the show. One of our favorites is from many years ago, and the homicide detective was called Columbo. Some of you may remember that show and the character who presented himself as an unprepossessing, friendly detective who was clearly underestimated by his suspects. His shabby trench coat, wreck of a car, and pretended absent-mindedness hit a shrewd observer of detail that always culminated in getting the bad guy. It was in the details that the answer was found. In reading the scriptures, often we miss the details and don't realize there is more to unpack. Here are some instances in the passage from John 20, verses 1 through 18, the story of the resurrection of Jesus. Who wins the race? John proved to be faster than Peter as he mentioned beating him to the tomb three times. Is there any deeper meaning to this? I don't know. But perhaps detailing it brings us to see a very human response. Why the emphasis on Mary Magdalene? We know that a woman as a witness in the Bible times, and even in the Middle East today, was not considered to be a valid witness. Yet the Lord revealed himself to her first, even though he could have revealed himself to John and Peter. Mary was the first one who could say, "I have seen the Lord." She was the first person in all of history to be able to tell others that Jesus is alive. Jesus clearly elevated the status of women. What about the folded cloth? There is specific detail in this scripture passage after Peter went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separated from the linen, John 20, 6 and 7. This is a very specific detail. A grave robber would not have stopped to nicely fold up the face cloth. Did Jesus fold the cloth himself? Is there a significance to it being folded? We don't know for certain, but perhaps it's a message or promise to us. In some cultures, if a guest must leave the dinner table, how he leaves the cloth says whether or not he is returning. One thrown down says, "I'm leaving." But a folded cloth says, "I'm returning." Is this the promise of the folded cloth? I like to think so. When you study the scriptures, spend time looking for the details and ask yourself questions. Why is that important? What does that detail signify? Why does God want me to notice this? The richness of the scriptures is a mine that will never be fully excavated, and nuggets can always be found. Read through John 21 through 18 slowly. Ask the Lord to show you details you may have missed before, even though you may have read this marvelous passage many times. Share what you have noticed and bless others. Thank you for listening.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.